Blog Talk Radio.
Repentance. It's all about repentance. And guys, we don't have the time to repent today and then sin tomorrow and then repent the next day and sin. We don't have time. That's foolishness. If you can't get over it, you might find yourself eternally lost. I'm not going to say you will. I'm just saying God's done. He's done with this, you know, one day you're going to serve God and the next day you're not. Every day is a fight. If you're a true born again bought child of God, every day is a fight to stay in alignment with God's word. Because the enemy is not going to give you any peace. He's going to fight you tooth and nail because his job is to take you out of the will of God. Your job is to keep yourself in the will of God. Remember when I was first saved, God told me that I was in a tug of war. God had one arm, Satan had the other, and it was up to me who won this tug of war. So I have to fight every day to make sure that God wins the tug of war. I can't count on you guys to pray for me. I have to pray for myself. I didn't say don't ask for prayer. You have to do the battle. It's your temple that the enemy's trying to take. You have to fight for this temple. You have to be the one to say, devil, this is the temple of the Most High God, and you're not using it, and I'm not going to relent any part of it to you. You might have to cry. You might have to kick your feet. You might have to go in the corner and beat on the wall. But you can win this battle. I know. I've been there, done it, and I still do it today. It's every day lately the enemy sends something my way to try to get me off course. He'll use your family. He'll use your friends. He'll use anything he can to take you out of God's will. Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20 says, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Your descendants. Come on. How selfish can you possibly be? You are affecting your children. Do you not understand this? You selfish thing. Why would you wallow in sin knowing it's going to affect your children? Knowing it's going to affect everybody around about you. Because if you're really professing to be a child of God, then people are watching you. They're trusting you. They're believing in you. They're believing in the God that you profess. And if you fall, you take, don't just take yourself. You take those around about you. You need to get this into your head. I get so upset with this because I watch Christians get into sin and think, oh, well, it's not going to bother anybody. Yes, it is. I like to see you go to hell, but because of what you've done, and that's just the way I feel at times. But what about all the people you're taking down with you? It's the people you're taking down with you. Come on, guys. It's time. You know, God said quite a while ago, this is where the rubber meets the road. We need to get this thing together now. We should have had it together. See, this house should be just overflowing with the glory of God and people and signs, wonders, and miracles. But God is still working on the staff. And that's a shame. You've been under this anointing long enough that you shouldn't be going between two places. You should be solid and steadfast and secure. Well, you don't understand how deep my sin is. Yes, I do, but get out of it. Get over it. Quit blaming it on that. Just get over it. I even tell this to drug addicts that walk into my property. You need to quit your drugs. They don't even know God. This is taking you straight to hell. I scare them, but at least I get their attention for a few minutes, you know. They tell my kids, oh, your grandmother scares me. I hope I scare the hell right out of them, right? I can't, when they walk on my property, I can't say, oh, I just hope you enjoy your drugs while you're sitting in hell. I can't do that. And I don't do that. I tell my two kids, or what are they, 10 and 4? If you don't quit doing it, and you died right now, you go straight to hell. And now they talk about heaven. They don't want to go to hell. We have to tell them the truth. Come on. I know why God called me to minister. Verse 20 says, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days. You see this? People don't believe this. And that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. God says that he has set life and death before us. What are you going to choose? What are you going to choose? You know, it tickles me. We're sitting here talking about the love of God, and I still see people sitting here looking at each other, lusting after each other. What is your problem? My God. Get that thing out of your system. You don't need a man. You don't need a woman. They're just going to drag you down. Come on. What you need is God. Once you have God fully, completely, totally, 100% in you, then you can have a man. Then you can have a woman. They won't drag you down. They'll cause you a little conflict every now and then, but they won't drag you down. This is a really, 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 really serious time in your walk with God. I'm telling you, that I'm hearing God say this is the last battle blast, the last call. He's not going to call again. He's given you grace after grace after grace after grace and warning after warning after warning. And he said you've turned your back on him for the last time. If you've turned your back after today, don't try to come back because you can't. That's just the fact. That's just what he's saying. It's time that we become what we say we are. Children of God. Children of God. And if you can't be a child of God, then quit confessing and just go on and just live your life the way you want it. But if you're going to say, I'm a child of God, then live that life. I'm telling you, God is holy, God is just, and God is pure. And God will take care of you. He really will. He really will. I keep telling my family, we are going to go into a recession. But I'm not afraid of it. And they said, what are we going to do? I said, God told me if I follow him, he's going to take care of me. Isn't that what he told us? I said, I'm not concerned about that. I'm just telling you all, because you aren't living for God the way you ought, and I've been telling you every day for 2 years now to live for God. But I'm not worried about it, because God will take care of me. He will take care of me. I know that, and I believe that. You're going to have to know that, and you're going to have to believe that in order for God to do that. Are you listening? I hope you're listening, because God's not playing. I didn't know he was going to do this way today, but this is pretty good. This is a season of repentance. Amen, brother. Well, you know what? I found out people say, amen, brother, are about the most lost people I've ever been around. Really, they are. So, you know, if you're going to say amen, brother, make sure you're saved. I thought about the guy last night that when he was born again, God told him, the only thing I want you to eat is crackers and water. He did that all the days of his life. And Brother Hagin said to a doctor, can anybody live in crackers and water? He said, absolutely not. They would die. He said, well, I think the man was 90 years old. He said, that's all he's been on since, you know, he got saved at a real young age. And the doctor couldn't believe it. But that man had miracles, signs, and wonders following him wherever he went, because he obeyed God. And if God says that all you can eat is crackers and water, then God will keep you on crackers and water. That he'll make sure that crackers is nourishing and that water is everything you need. So what is God asking you to do? What is he asking you to do? Walk by faith, not by sight. Repent. Today is all about repentance. You know, once women get saved, they dress differently, they act differently. And men will do the same thing. Once they get saved, their eyeballs get readjusted, you know, and they just, that's true. They no longer look down cleavages and upskirts. You know, they look to Christ. So where are you at? Where are you at with God? That's my question. Where are you at with God? That's my question to you this morning, and only you know that. Father God, I thank you and I praise you for your message about repentance. I thank you for the people that you sent in here this morning, Father, to hear this message. I thank you for the overflow, Father God, of your love that you're pouring into their hearts right now. The overflow of your strength that they can go ahead and win this battle that they're in. And Father, we just thank you and we just praise you. We just give you honor. We just give you glory today for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God is saying there's a stillness in the heavenly realm. This is about ready to burst wide open. He wants each and every one of you to be ready for that day. For that's the day that He's going to release His power and His authority in a way that He's never released it before. Now, if you are one of those that want to be ready for that day, God said, if you come down to the altar, I can see He's pouring something on you, and I can't quite make out what it is, but He's going to pour this thing that over you that you'll need to receive that strength and that power to go forth and do the mighty works. And this thing He's pouring over you is going to strengthen you to the degree that you will not bow your knee ever again. You will not be afraid or ashamed of the name of Jesus. You will not be afraid of what people say when you mention the name of Jesus. It is an authority that He has not ever poured out before, because we need it for this end time harvest. And then behind this, I see the white horses riding. God is getting you ready for this great outpouring and the harvest that He's bringing into the house of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.